tariffs on Canadian steel and aluminum, he says in response to Canada's tariffs on electricity to U.S. states. At the White House, President Trump, when asked about what retirees should think with the losses mounting on Wall Street.
I think they're going to do great. I think our country had to do this. We had to go and do this. They've taken away other countries. They've taken away our business. They've taken away our jobs.
Talks between the U.S. and Ukraine held in Saudi Arabia today, ending with a potential agreement by Ukraine to a 30-day ceasefire with Russia. No word yet on if Russia will accept the terms. The NTSB briefed the public on the January mid-air collision between a regional jet and Army Black Hawk helicopter near Washington's Reagan Airport in D.C., calling for immediate changes to flights and helicopters at the airport. This is ABC News. Talks on phase two of a Gaza ceasefire deal between Israel and Hamas continue in Qatar. ABC's Matt Gutman in Tel Aviv says for the first time, the U.S. holding direct talks with Hamas leaders.
Those talks are being overshadowed by the direct negotiations that the U.S. was holding with Hamas. That broke a bunch of dishes here in Israel because that had never been done before. It was completely taboo. No U.S. administration had ever been in direct negotiations with Hamas, but what I saw from the foreign minister is that, and we're seeing this in Israel in general, is that nobody wants to talk about it. Nobody wants to be seen as criticizing President Trump or the administration. They've taken the example of what happened to President Zelensky of Ukraine very seriously.
Southwest Airlines deciding to change one of its perks. Flying free with two bags, a staple for the low-cost carrier, is going away in May. Only passengers with upgraded flights or a Southwest Airline credit card will get the perk. Michelle Franz in ABC News.
For a great meal, dine at Arthur's Supper Club in Spring Green. Enjoy the classic Wisconsin fish fry on Fridays. Saturdays at Arthur's showcase the amazing prime rib. Watch the game on one of the big screens on Sunday at Arthur's and get in on the football specials. Or visit the drive-thru Tuesday through Sunday from 4:30 until 9. Arthur's, your place for steaks and seafood.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is sponsored by Pine Valley Community Village. Make it your choice for senior living. And Leo Granzo Insurance Agency of Boscobel, your American Family Insurance agents, insurance designed with you in mind. Becoming cloudy tonight with a low of 27, a mix of sun and clouds tomorrow. It'll be more mild with a high of 55, and clear and cool tomorrow night with a low of 31. Currently in Richland Center, the winds are out of the south-southwest at 5 miles per hour. It's sunny, and our current temperature is 50 degrees.
This is Leah with Rooney & Associates, LLC of American Family Insurance. As your local insurance agent in the Boscobel and surrounding communities, our agency would love to see what we can do for you. We specialize in home, auto, umbrella, and life insurance. Give us a call, stop by our office in Boscobel, or visit our website at leahrooneyagency.com for your insurance needs today. Insure carefully, dream fearlessly with me, my team, and American Family Insurance.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI and its operating companies, American Family Life Insurance Company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Good evening. For WRCO News, I'm Joanne Krulatz. A number of U.S. Department of Agriculture workers in Wisconsin have been temporarily reinstated with questions over the legality of their firings. On Wednesday, the Merit Systems Protection Board ordered the agency to reinstate about 6,000 probationary staff members across the country for 45 days. The workers were fired amid efforts to dramatically slash the federal workforce by the Trump administration and Elon Musk Department of Government Efficiency. Those workers still have little clarity on job security after these 45 days. State lawmakers have introduced new legislation calling on Wisconsin to reduce its carbon emissions by over 50% over the next 5 years and reach full carbon neutrality by 2050. The bill, titled the Climate Accountability Act, is the first piece of state legislation that would mandate greenhouse gas reductions if passed into law. Lawmakers say the bill also prioritizes equity and economic growth in the clean energy sector. They hope the bill brings attention to the effects climate change can have on public health, economic stability, and environmental justice. The Wisconsin Department of Revenue has announced the return of nearly $10 million of unclaimed property to residents. Officials say the funds include things like on-cash dividends and funds from saving accounts that residents may have forgotten about. Nearly 500 notices were sent out to residents across the state, with over 2,000 in unclaimed property. Over 30,000 residents with less than $2,000 in unclaimed property received a combined $3.5 million in checks from the department. The deadline to get a new real ID is officially less than 60 days away. AAA spokesperson Brenna Knapp says the real ID will look almost exactly like your standard ID card, except that it's marked with a star in the upper corner of the card. Starting May 7th, you'll need a real ID in order to fly domestically or to enter certain federal buildings. You can apply for a real ID in person at a Department of Motor Vehicle location or pre-apply online. More information can be found on the DMV's website. The fire danger around the WRCO listening area remains high. As a reminder, it is important to check the DNR Burn website to check fire regulations daily. Conditions remain dry and fires can quickly get out of hand. Case in point, the Iowa County Communications Center received 3 fire calls in under an hour Monday afternoon. A report of a cornfield fire near the intersection of Brecken Road and State Road 23 in the township of Mineral Point was reported at approximately 3:50. The Mineral Point Fire Department and the Mineral Point EMS responded to the scene. At approximately 4 o'clock, the Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a barn fire near Ferndale Road and 9th Street in the township of Mineral Point. The Mineral Point Fire Department, Mineral Point EMS, Hollandale Fire Department, Darlington Fire Department, Belmont Fire Department, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. The third call came in around 4:45. The Iowa County Communications Center received a report of a field fire near Hayward Crossing Road and Demby Road in the township of Arena. The Arena Fire Department, Arena EMS, and Iowa County Sheriff's deputies responded to the scene. There were no injuries reported in each incident. The Greater Richland Area Chamber of Commerce joined the Richland Hospital and Clinics last week for a ribbon-cutting ceremony to officially mark Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital's grand opening. The event brought together several members of the GRACC, the Richland Hospital Foundation, TRHC board members, along with staff and volunteers. TRHC CEO Bruce Raisler cut the ribbon. Community Pharmacy at the Richland Hospital will be running various promotions April through June as part of their official grand opening. A big achievement for one Dane County city, Sun Prairie is the first municipality in Wisconsin to achieve 100% renewable energy. That means all their city buildings, including City Hall and even the water treatment plant, run on clean power. They use a mix of their own solar and blocks from Wisconsin Public Power. Sun Prairie even has more solar panels in the works. The River Valley School District will be asking voters for tax funding to maintain its current educational programs, class sizes, services, and co-curricular activities on the April 1st ballot. Voters will be asked if the River Valley School District should be authorized to exceed the revenue limit by $4,150,000 for the 2025-26 school year, by $4,750,000 for the 2026-27 school year, and by $5.2 million for the 2027-28 school year for non-recurring purposes consisting of paying the cost of maintaining educational programs and maintenance of the district. The district does not plan to add new positions or programs, new buildings or facilities. Lauren Glassbrenner serves as the River Valley District Administrator.
This is not about a capital referendum where it's dealing with buildings or renovations or any of that. That's in our past. That's gone. This is about the programming that we offer to retain the great courses and classes and class sizes that we have currently. So this is about us just keeping going and want to make sure that people are really clear about the difference between operational, which is coming up, and what we had in the past, which is capital.
Residents of the River Valley School District should have received a mailer from the district. Brian Cry serves as the business manager.
We did send out a mailer to all box holders that everyone in the River Valley School District should have received, I think, a couple weeks ago now. It would have came in a bright green 11 by 17 piece of paper that was folded and just provides an overview of why we need continued tax funding to, as Lauren said, maintain what we're currently offering students in the classroom with courses, with programs and services.
Cry says the passing of this referendum question would basically just continue what was passed in the past.
The operational referendum that was passed in 2022 expires after the school year. So in order to continue what we're doing, we need to essentially renew the operational referendum from 2022 for another 3 years. And we choose 3 years because, number one, I need to project revenues and expenditures for 3 years. And the state budget is a big part of our revenue. And, you know, we don't know what that's going to give us in revenue for the next couple of years. So we've done a good job projecting in the past, but we need continued tax funding to continue what we offer students.
Lauren Glassbrenner says the referendum is not about expenses.
The whole referendum and the operational referendum stuff that we're talking about throughout the state of Wisconsin is not necessarily about expenses and people using the money poorly. It's about revenues, about what we can pull in as a public school system and how we can use it. So it's not about expenses. It's about revenues. And everybody always says, well, you're spending too much money. Everybody across the state is spending too much money. That doesn't fly, right? There's 90% of our districts that are having to go to operational. It is truly a funding formula problem that Brian talked about that we need some people in our offices to really take a hard look at. Those are going to be hard conversations, but it will have to happen in Wisconsin at some point because we can't continue down this road. But to get us to keep the great things that we're offering, like I talked about earlier, and the successful things that we have happened for kids, we need this operating referendum to keep us moving forward.
Community referendum information sessions will be held to allow voters to get information firsthand and ask questions. An informational session will be held tonight at 5:30 at the Lutheran Church Community Hall in Lone Rock, and again next Tuesday, March 18th at 5:30 at the Middle School Library. The Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development has extended the deadline for employers to apply for Wisconsin Fast Forward worker training grants from March 11th until Wednesday, April 2nd by 3 p.m. Employers of all types and sizes across Wisconsin are encouraged to apply for this funding that helps address the critical demand for skilled workers. The WFF program supports innovative local and regional solutions to help employers meet workforce needs in their areas. The industry sector's worker training grants reimburse the cost of customized occupational training for unemployed, underemployed, and existing workers. Grants ranging from $5,000 to $400,000 and higher for consortium applicants can cover training that qualifies workers for full-time positions, higher-level roles, or increased wages. Eligible applicants include public agencies, private organizations in all industry sectors, a consortium of placement partners with the lead public or private organization serving as the applicant, and tribal governing bodies of a federally recognized tribe or band of Native Americans, or an organization appointed by the tribal governing body. Learn more about the Wisconsin Fast Forward Standard Grant Program at wisconsinfastforward.com. This election cycle's hottest contested race is for the Wisconsin Supreme Court Justice. Now the candidates have agreed to debate. Lisa Hale has more.
The Wisconsin Supreme Court candidates, Susan Crawford and Brad Schimmel, have agreed to a debate. The debate will be hosted by WISN-TV in Milwaukee on Wednesday, March 12th at 7 p.m. Crawford is a Dane County Circuit Court judge and former prosecutor. Schimmel is the former state attorney general and sits as a judge on the Waukesha County Circuit Court. The candidates are vying for the seat being vacated by retiring Justice Ann Walsh Bradley. The spring election is set for April 1st.
While the state's highest court is supposed to be nonpartisan, its balance will be determined by this election. Currently, it leans left 4-3. Ann Walsh Bradley is considered a liberal justice, as is Crawford. Schimmel is considered a conservative.
Looking for a good career choice? Then check out these reasons for making Pine Valley Community Village your choice for a new job. Starting with reason number 6. More than just a nursing job, there are a variety of jobs available to help you explore if healthcare would be a good fit for you. Food service, housekeeping, and personal care, to name a few. The variety of jobs. One more reason to make working at Pine Valley your choice for a new career. Log on pinevalleycommunity.org and click on careers.
Today's vital statistics are sponsored by Krause Monument. Krause Monument Company designs and produces granite headstones, gravestones, grave markers, monuments, and memorials. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center, died Thursday. Funeral services will be held Thursday at noon at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center. Burial with military graveside rites will be conducted by the local Military Memorial Honors Unit in the Richland Center Cemetery. Friends may call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel Thursday from 10 until the time of service at noon. Larry Logan Winger, 74, of Richland Center. David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet, died Friday at the William S. Middleton Memorial Veterans Hospital in Madison. Funeral services will be held Wednesday, March 19th at 11 o'clock at St. John the Baptist Catholic Church in Muscadet, with military rites to be conducted by the Muscadet American Legion Post. Burial will be held in St. John's Catholic Cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at St. John's Gym on Wednesday, March 19th from 10 until 10:45, when a rosary will be prayed before the procession to the church for the Mass and service at 11. Memorials may be directed to the Bluebird Restoration Association of Wisconsin or the Muscadet Sportsmen's League. The Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service is assisting the family with arrangements. For David Franklin Spiegel, 89, of Muscadet. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center, died Friday at home after a short battle with cancer. A celebration of life will be held Saturday, April 12th at 2 at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, April 12th from 1 until the time of service at 2. In lieu of flowers, donations may be made to Grace. Gary Edward Martinick, 68, of Richland Center.
Since 1974, Templin AgriBuilders has been your trusted partner for barn remodeling, machine sheds, calf and cattle housing, garages, and homes. From farm and commercial buildings to residential projects, the Templin crew delivers top-quality pole buildings, siding, roofing, and cement work. Get it done right, get it done local. Call 585-3101 today for a free estimate. Templin AgriBuilders, building excellence one project at a time.
There's no such thing as too much caring. That's why Gunderson Health System and Bellin Health have come together to form Amplify Health. The same doctors you trust, the same hospitals and clinics you count on, the same great care, all amplified by an even higher focus on empathy. Amplify Health is more than just a new name. It's a way to make personalized care more personal than ever. Amplify Health by Gunderson. A little empathy changes everything.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. After a mostly sunny and more seasonal day today, high temperatures actually still scraped 50 degrees. Now we're starting to see more and more clouds building in and will become cloudy overnight tonight, with lows falling to the upper 20s. So a little crisp start to the morning tomorrow, but it'll be pretty under a mix of sun and clouds and becoming more mild, with highs in the mid-50s. We'll have a clear and cool night tomorrow night, with lows flirting with the freezing mark and calm winds. But that'll lead to a mostly sunny, beautiful, warmer Thursday, with highs in the mid-60s. We'll be out there soaking up the sunshine and thanking the southeast breeze. Because that, my friends, is why it's warming up. We've got a system sitting on our back doorstep, go figure, timing out for Friday and moving into the weekend. So here's what we're looking at. It'll be cloudy, windy, and warm on Friday. Highs actually spike to the low 70s. But as you can tell, it's not going to be the prettiest day out there. In fact, sprinkles are possible midday, and some showers and some thunderstorms move in at night. Now, we're still tracking the risk of them becoming severe, and yes, southwestern Wisconsin would be the target for it. And that timing would be Friday night. As we roll into Saturday, the threat's gone. It'll just be overcast, breezy, cooler, and damp, with scattered light rain showers continuing throughout the afternoon, which could mix with a little snow at night. With the patchy light snow and few flurries flying Sunday morning, we've got a windy and colder day ahead, with clouds clearing, highs only reach the low 30s. So we'll blast back to reality, but it won't last for long. We actually become warmer again on Monday, the sun will shine, and highs will reach about 50 degrees. So quite a roller coaster week. We're coming from the bottom of the hill right now, taking the slow climb up through the rest of the week, hitting the peak on Friday, and taking a significant drop down, with showers, storms, flipping to snow, and then left in the cold. But we pretty rapidly rise into the next climb. Hang on tight. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
Richland County Bank is a hometown independent bank. What is an independent bank? An independent bank is a locally owned commercial bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. Independent banks' funds flow in and out through the community. Being a hometown independent bank makes Richland County Bank the best of both worlds. Not only does Richland County Bank know what's happening in the community, it's involved in what's happening in the community. The officers, directors, and staff all live here. Richland County Bank also understands the role local businesses and farms play in the well-being of the community and has since 1881. If you're looking for a banking partner that's dedicated to the community you call home, choose Richland County Bank, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Online at richlandcountybank.com.
Currently in Richland Center, it's sunny and 49 degrees after a high today of 52 and a morning low of 29. Yesterday, we set a record. A record high of 69 degrees that was originally set back in, breaking the old record that was set back in 1977, and we received no precipitation. Record high set last year is 68 degrees with a record low of 16 below that was set back in 1956. Last year's high was 68 with a low of 26. Sunset will take place tonight at 7:03 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 7:20. Winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 30.02 and we have received no precipitation so far today. Once again, our current temperature is 49 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
WRCO Sports is sponsored this evening by Schwartz Insurance, your Wilson Mutual Insurance Agency, and Lakes Gas Company, a dedicated professional supplier of propane. Phil Nee has a look at winter sports all-conference news.
High school girls wrestling took another step forward during the 24-25 season with great participation. The Southwest Conference is out with its all-conference list of girls. At 100, the conference champion Rosalie Kossman of Prairie du Chien, the runner-up Maya Markline of Dodgeville. 107 pounds, Kaylee Spildy of Richland Center was first, Ava Lord, Dodgeville second team, and the honorable mention Lily Vesperman of Lancaster. At 120, Aspen Gallo of Prairie du Chien, Amelia Johnson Lancaster was runner-up, and Mariah Abde of Richland Center was the honorable mention wrestler. At 126, Brooklyn Hankey Lancaster was a champion, Mackenzie Schulte of River Valley second, and Mallory Spurley Dodgeville an honorable mention. At 132, first place, Olivia Ball of Lancaster, Madeline Muller, Richland Center, was runner-up, and Jenna Johnson, Dodgeville, an honorable mention. At 138, Ireland Sheka of Prairie du Chien was a champion, Raquel Venson of Lancaster, runner-up. 145, Montana Joles, River Valley, first, Valerie Favre, Richland Center, second. At 152, J.C. Davis, Belmont Platteville, a champion, Sophia Burr of Lancaster, was a runner-up. Other conference champions from the Southwest Conference and league leaders at 185, Brielle Walmer of Dodgeville first, Addison Claycomb of Prairie du Chien second, and Hazel Corbett, River Valley, the honorable mention. And at 235, first place, Kaylee Davis
of Belmont Platteville, Coach of the Year Tyson Wolf of Lancaster, and the Wrestler of the Year was Callie Davis of Belmont Platteville. Congratulations to the girl wrestlers from this year's Southwest Wisconsin Conference.
Since 1959, Lakes Gas has been serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices. From residential to commercial, 20-pound barbecue cylinders to large bulk tanks, Lakes Gas is a dedicated professional supplier of propane. They make propane services simple and customer-friendly with available automatic scheduled propane deliveries and online payment, plus after-hours assistance and on weekends for urgent deliveries during crisis situations. Let Lakes Gas Company keep your family warm and business running. Call 647-7034.
Someone once said, "All of my life I thought air was free until I bought a bag of potato chips." Schwartz Insurance believes that you should get what you pay for. Do you have the proper insurance protection? Schwartz Insurance can offer you a no-obligation quote on all of your insurance needs. Perhaps it's time for you to check on your insurance protection to be sure you are properly covered. Call 647-8891 for a quote that is all chips and no air.
River Valley's spring sports meeting is being held tonight in the West New Gym at River Valley High School. All spring athletes planning to participate in boys and girls track and field, boys golf, baseball, softball, and girls soccer, along with a parent, should plan to attend. The Brewers have trimmed their roster again, with opening day less than 3 weeks away. Top prospect catcher Jefferson Cuero was among the cuts reported yesterday. The 22-year-old Cuero is recovering from shoulder surgery, I should say, and is expected to be on the major league roster later this season. Also being sent to the minor league camp were pitchers Grant Anderson, Logan Henderson, Carlos Rodriguez, and Grant Wolfram. And the Brewers today in spring training action, it's in the middle, and it's going into the bottom of the eighth inning, and the Brewers are currently leading the Cubs by a score of 8-6. The Bucks and the Indiana Pacers meet in Gainbridge Fieldhouse tonight as the NBA season enters the home stretch. Milwaukee has 19 regular season games remaining. The Pacers are a good shooting team, hitting more than 49% of their floor shots, good for third in the league. They are 21st on defense, allowing opponents to score just over 115 points a game. Braden Smith of Purdue is the Associated Press Big Ten Player of the Year. Michigan State's Tom Izzo is Coach of the Year, and Wisconsin's John Tonje is the Newcomer of the Year. Smith continued the Boilermakers' hold on the top individual honor after Zach Edey won it the past two seasons. Smith backed up his selection as Conference Preseason Player of the Year by averaging 16.3 points, 8.8 assists, and 2.3 steals per game. Izzo won his record-tying 11th regular season title. Tanje joined the Badgers as a six-year graduate transfer and averaged 18.9 points per game. The Green Bay front office has been busy. The Packers announced the signing of two free agents yesterday. The team reached an agreement on a four-year, $77 million contract with former 49ers left guard Aaron Banks. That likely means two-time Pro Bowl lineman Elgin Jenkins will move to center. GM Brian Gutekunst also worked on a deal with the Raiders cornerback Nate Hobbs, 4 years for $48 million. The 27-year-old Banks has given up just one sack in nearly 900 pass-blocking snaps since 2023, and the 26-year-old Hobbs was ranked 11th in coverage success among the cornerbacks targeted at least 40 times last year. The wheeling and dealing continued on the eve of the NFL's start of its new league year. A day after defensive tackle Milton Williams and edge rusher Josh Sweet agreed to leave Philadelphia via free agency, the Super Bowl champs agreed to send star safety C.J. Gardner-Johnson to the Houston Texans for guard Kenyon Green and a swap of a late-round draft pick. The Minnesota Vikings made a splash by agreeing to terms on contracts with former Washington defensive tackle Jonathan Allen and former Indianapolis guard William Freeze, who follows center Ryan Kelly from the Colts to the Vikings. And NFL.com reports that Davante Adams will be joining the LA Rams. The star receiver is inking a two-year contract worth $46 million with $26 million guaranteed. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reported, per sources informed of the situation. Adams spent just 11 games with the New York Jets after a 2024 midseason trade from the Las Vegas Raiders. New York shipped a conditional third-round pick to Las Vegas for Adams in mid-October. WRCO Sports has been sponsored by Lakes Gas Company, serving customers all over America's great Midwest with reliable propane services and great prices since 1959. And Schwartz Insurance, providing you the most complete insurance protection with the most competitive rates. For WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede.
Opioid manufacturer Purdue Pharma's political action committee donated to just one Wisconsin candidate in 2016. That candidate was extreme politician Judge Brad Schimmel. The company also gave money to a national Republican group whose PAC spent nearly $3 million on Schimmel's 2018 election. From the year 2000 to 2017, Wisconsin had over 7,500 opioid-related deaths. Democratic and Republican attorneys general from other states and 71 out of 72 counties filed lawsuits against Purdue Pharma. But Brad Schimmel refused to join them. Thousands of Wisconsinites died. Wisconsin people should always take priority over profits. Tell Judge Brad Schimmel to look out for Wisconsinites, not out-of-state drug companies. Call 262-548-7548. That's 262-548-7548. Paid for by Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
All About Pets is a service of Strang's. One call does it all.
For more than a century, Strang's has been a trusted name in serving Southwest Wisconsin with a steadfast commitment to helping people. At Strang's, their dedicated team takes immense pride in providing top-notch products from industry-leading brands such as Lennox, Water Furnace, NEC, Grundfos, A.O. Smith, and Westinghouse. Quality is their hallmark, and they strive to exceed expectations in every aspect. Whether you require heating, cooling, plumbing, electrical, or telecom services, one call to Strang's does it all. Their comprehensive solutions cater to both business and residential needs, ensuring that your comfort and satisfaction are the top priorities. Strang's has always been about people helping people. With a wealth of experience and knowledge, the team is committed to serving the community with the utmost dedication. Strang's, your trusted partner today and always.
Next Monday is St. Patrick's Day. And the Oak Hooch Mountain Humane Society is happy to announce this Friday, March 14th, it will once again celebrate everything Irish with its annual Oh Delicious Bake Sale. This year's Oh Delicious Sale will be held in the Richland County Bank lobby from 9:15 a.m. Friday morning until all the goodies are gone. Items available at the sale will hopefully include both traditional bake sale items and the Oh Delicious favorites, like traditional Irish soda bread and veggie snack packs. Stop in and support OMHS and its wonderful adoptable pets with your purchases. We hope to see you there. All About Pets is a service of Strang's, highlighting the importance of pets and responsible pet ownership.
This farm news and market update on WRCO Radio is sponsored in part by Walsh's Ace, providing farmers, homeowners, and businesses the products and services needed. Shop Walsh's Ace for your home repair needs and get your weekends back.
Soybeans and corn are lower Tuesday. Cattle and hogs finished mixed. I'm John Perkins with a Brownfield market update. For decades, Stein has represented simply the best in corn genetics, offering more than 50 lines of the highest-performing corn featuring a broad range of traits. Stein has yield. Soybeans closed lower on fund and technical selling. The USDA left U.S. ending stocks steady with February and made no changes to exports or production for Argentina or Brazil. The trade continues to monitor harvest activity in South America, with CONAB's update for Brazil out Thursday. May beans are down 2 3/4 at 10.11 1/4. July was down 2 3/4 at 10.25 1/2. May bean meal was 50 cents lower at 301.80, and May bean oil was down 33 points at 41.93. Corn was lower. U.S. corn ending stocks and South American production were steady, but USDA did lower exports for Brazil. Corn is also monitoring South America ahead of CONAB's update later this week. May corn was 1 3/4 lower at 4.70 1/4, and July was down 1 1/2 at 4.77. Wheat saw some profit-taking. U.S. wheat ending stocks were up due to higher imports and lower exports. Globally, the USDA raised production estimates for Argentina, Australia, Russia, and Ukraine. May Chicago was 5 3/4 lower at 5.56 3/4. May Kansas City was down 6 1/2 at 5.72 a bushel. May Minneapolis wheat on Tuesday was 7 1/4 lower at 5.97 1/4. Live cattle were mostly lower and feeders were mostly higher ahead of widespread direct business. Megan Grebner has more on that in just a moment. April live was down $1.02 at $199.55, and June was 97 lower at $196.25. April feeders are 22 lower at $277.70. May was 40 higher at $278.95. And hogs were mixed on questions about domestic and export demand. April lean was $1.75 lower at $86.55, and May was down $1.27 at $90.20. Megan Grebner has that full look at cash livestock after this brief break.
Day one, diagnosis day. The hardest day. The day you hear,
"I'm sorry, this is a type of blood cancer."
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
We are here for you. We exist for everyone fighting leukemia, lymphoma, myeloma, and other types of blood cancer.
On day 185, LLS helped me file my insurance claims properly.
Day 5,840 and counting, and I'm still in remission.
To learn more and get help on day 1, day 2, day 983, or any day, please visit LLS.org or call 1-800-955-4572. That's LLS.org, 1-800-955-4572.
Direct cash cattle trade activity was unsurprisingly quiet Tuesday. Bids didn't surface. Asking prices were floated in the south around $202 plus live, but didn't surface out of the north. Significant trade volume will likely be delayed until midweek or later. Box beef closed mixed with mixed demand on solid offerings. Choice up 362 at 321.20. Select down 9 cents at 306.86. Estimated cattle slaughter was 124,000 head, up 1,000 on the week and up about 2,000 on the year. Cash hogs closed solidly higher with decent negotiated numbers. Barrels and gilts at the National Daily direct up 208 with a weighted average of 90.98. The Iowa Minnesota was $2 higher and the Western Corn Belt was 205 higher. Both had weighted averages of 90.98. Pork values closed lower, down 64 cents at 97.57. Bellies, loins, butts, and picnics were all lower, and estimated hog slaughter was 489,000 head, up 8,000 on the week and up nearly 7,000 on the year. I'm Megan Grebner for Roundfield.
Hello, this is Chase Hestetoo on Timsock Auction Realty with sales results and upcoming events. We had a snowy, rainy sale day. Large squares topped at $190 a ton, and large rounds topped at $80 a ton. Call 608-642-2802 for more info. Next online only auction ending March 19th at 6 p.m. Sale includes Honda 4-wheeler, wood engraver, tools, household, and much more. You can find that on our website at www.timsockauction.com. Realty.com or call 608-723-4020 for more info. This is Chase Hestetute. Have a great day.
I'm Brent Barnett on Brownfield. An ag economist says it's been a rough start to the week for the U.S. soybean oil market. University of Missouri's Ben Brown.
China placed 100% tariff on Canadian canola oil, canola meal, canola, and that caused their canola markets to really crash. Canola oil competes with U.S. soybean oil here in the U.S. There was concern that that canola oil would come down and displace some U.S. soybean oil.
More news coming up next.
This message is from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs. If you're having a tough time or thinking about suicide, you're not alone. And there's hope. VA's Veterans Crisis Line is full of responders who listen and help. Many are veterans or have veteran family members and friends, so they're prepared to address your challenges. After calling, you'll be connected to the next available Crisis Line responder. That person may ask, "Are you thinking of suicide? or what plan can we put in place to keep you safe today? If you choose, the responder will share your name and personal information with your local VA suicide prevention coordinator, who will connect you to local VA assistance and resources. Don't wait. Dial 988, then press 1.
Commercial duck breeding facility in Jay County, Indiana, is the latest poultry operation to test positive for avian influenza. According to the Indiana Board of Animal Health, more than 3,300 birds will be depopulated to help control the spread of the virus. Minnesota Ag Commissioner Tom Peterson says biosecurity is the most important part of USDA's five-point plan to address highly pathogenic avian influenza.
The farms that have had the USDA Wildlife Services inspections, things like that, that they have had little problems. And, you know, folks that are putting in some of those audits really closely and everything is a good thing.
The USDA has raised its outlook for 2025 beef and broiler production. Beef production is now estimated at 26.7 billion pounds, up 120 million from February. I'm Brent Barnett, Brownfield.
I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brownfield. Planting season is almost here, and an agricultural lender says most farm operations are financially in a position to acquire inputs and go forward despite the down farm economy, with better than expected balance sheets and even some farms considering expansion. We'll hear from Ty Martin at Compeer Financial next on today's Managing for Profit.
Bex recognizes this week's player with hearts, Bryn Meyer from Barneveld High School, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
Bryn is active in high school sports on the basketball and track and field teams and really enjoys trap shooting.
It's not like your typical sport that you normally think of when you think of sports, and just the fact that like anybody can be good at it just with a lot of practice.
She's involved in 4-H and helps coach at weekly youth basketball camps. Bryn's a member of the Wisconsin Show Pig Association and spends a lot of time preparing to show her animals.
Very important to me because it's just been a huge part of my life. The main things that I take away from it are the lessons that it taught me, like hard work, dedication.
Bryn plans to go to college and will participate in track and field. She wants to be a veterinarian, something that has interested her since she was young.
I feel like it's probably just something that I've came up with, seeing the vets work on our animals. That's probably what influenced me the most.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Ty Martin with Compeer Financial tells Brownfield the cost of borrowing money is higher this year, but interest rates are not far from historical normal.
We're back up to what I would call an average interest rate historically. The good part is that we've sort of leveled off, and we haven't continued to go up much higher than where we were at. And a lot of people have been able to find those much more manageable than I think they thought they would be able to, as they were sort of looking at the lower interest rates or artificially low interest rates compared to historical. I think a lot of the farms, when we thought the commodity market was truly going to tank on us, we're very nervous about where things would be at. But the good part is the producers who have survived through this industry through the last couple of decades are very good at doing what they do. They're very good these days compared to when I started my career and being able to control their costs coming in. And they market a heck of a lot better than they once did. We were worried that we would see, you know, true negative net incomes from last year's crop year. We really have not seen that as financials have started coming in. We've seen a lot of the balance sheets holding very strong compared to maybe where we thought they could be. Are people doing what they've done over those last couple years where you saw a lot of strength added to those balance sheets? No. But at the end of the day, it also didn't go backwards as much as we thought it could. So that piece has really been nice to see. You see a lot of activity and a lot of people talking here. And I think a lot of that is a piece of people sort of going, okay, I'm okay. I can move forward. I can keep doing the things that I'm doing. I can make the purchases that I think I need to make. Maybe not all the purchases I want to make, but they are the purchases that they need to do to keep their operation growing and moving forward. The dairy world seems to be holding to their expansion plans and to the things that they need to add to be ready for that next generation coming in. On the grain side, we have seen some people pull back maybe some bigger plans, but still moving forward with that stuff that they need to really keep the operation going at the level that it's at today on the grain side. And then when you're looking at hogs and cattle, cattle in particular, there's a lot of folks who are trying to figure out how long this market will last, what they can do with some of the incomes that they've been able to pull in on the cattle side. And then the swine side, obviously, just trying to figure out how they come out of what was a pretty tough time for most of them.
That's Ty Martin with Compeer Financial, and I'm Larry Lee with Managing for Profit on Brown Field.
Red leaves on the river, footprints in the sand, cold walk in December, warming up your hands. Sundress on the front steps, sun up by the lake, blanket down in the backyard, lying wide awake. That's a memory I don't miss with the girl I was the best with, the one I was obsessed with. Girl, you just don't get it. I'd fall right back with one slip, always leave me helpless. Don't hate me, I can't help it. Gotta leave us where we left it. Your memory I don't mess with. Moonlight on the backseat, Springsteen on the speakers, girl, I'm on fire. That's stuff I don't think about, 'cause it still kills me now. I still can't dance around. December, warming up your hands.
That was Lee Bryce, Memory I Don't Mess With. And good evening, I'm Tim Thied. I'll be here till 8 o'clock tonight bringing you some great music, news, not news, but information. Well, news, and information is news. But anyways, I'll be here until 8 o'clock tonight and hoping you're having a great Tuesday. Beautiful sunny day out today. They were only talking in the 40s yesterday about for a high today, but we did hit a 52. That's still pretty darn good for this 11th day of March. And right now, the Wirtz Floor and Home Thermometer is setting at 48 degrees. So get out and do whatever you need to do outside. It's such a beautiful day. And tomorrow is supposed to be pretty nice as well. It's possibly up to 55. Who knows? Maybe a little higher. 64 on Thursday. Then we're going to hit 73 on Friday. But there are possibility of some thunderstorms, believe it or not, on Friday. But hopefully your day went well. Just wanted to let you know that budgeting and making a spending plan with Sarah Kubiak is being held this evening at the Brewer Public Library at 6. Whether you're looking to gain better insight into your budget or seeking practical tips for tracking expenses, this workshop is perfect for anyone wanting to enhance their financial literacy. Bring your questions and be ready to take actionable steps towards financial empowerment. Also, the River Valley Spring Sports Meeting is going on tonight. That'll begin at 6 in the West New Gym at River Valley High School. All spring athletes planning to participate in boys and girls track and field, boys golf, baseball, softball, and girls soccer, along with a parent, should plan to attend. And going on at 6 this evening also, the Boaz Village Board Meeting will be held, and that will be at the Boaz Community Building. The agenda can be accessed at boazwi.gov/meetings.
Ever wondered if it's too late to become physically active? At Simon's Recreation Complex, they believe you're never too old to exercise. More and more older adults are proving this every day. Before you start, remember to take some precautions. Check with your doctor before beginning any exercise program. Start slow. Don't try to do too much too fast. Choose activities that are fun and suit your needs. Wear comfortable clothing and footwear, and always take time to warm up and cool down. Stretch slowly to avoid injuries. Simon's Recreation Complex is proud to be a part of Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active programs. These top fitness programs are designed specifically for older adults, ensuring your safety and enjoyment. Call or stop today. With your Medicare Supplement Insurance card, you may be eligible for a free membership, including all classes. Discover why many of the members call Simon's Recreation Complex their personal fountain of youth. Let them help you increase your energy and decrease the aches and pains of aging. Partner with Simon's Recreation Complex and Richland Center for a healthier, happier you. Remember, you bring the commitment, and they have the means to make it happen. Simon's Recreation Complex, where age is just a number and fitness is for everyone.
At U.S. Cellular, you don't have to choose between a great deal on the phone you want or the phone plan that's right for you. You can get both. Four free phones of your choice and four lines for just $90.
Whoa! That's like getting tickets to both a wrestling match and a figure skating show, all in one.
Sure.
Don't steal that idea.
Don't worry, I won't. Get both. Four free phones of your choice plus four lines for $90. No trade-in needed. U.S. Cellular. Built for us. Terms apply. Visit uscellular.com for details.
It takes great people to keep the House on the Rock Resort golf course and grounds looking amazing. If you love working outdoors and take pride in a job well done, they have part-time and full-time positions available. Whether you're looking for 40 hours a week or a flexible schedule, there's an opportunity for you. Call 608-935-3639, extension 1201, or visit thehouseontherock.com to learn more. Join the team and help keep the House on the Rock Resort looking its best.
It's the 54th Annual Sales Fair at Nelson Agri Center in Viroqua. Get the lowest prices of the year, Friday, March 14th through Saturday, March 22nd. Huge savings on fencing, gates, seed, and more for your farm. Unbeatable deals on Milwaukee Power Tools. Buy one, get one specials on gallons of paint. Plus, get $8 credit towards our already low prices with the junk battery trade-in sale. Thousands of items will be on sale at Sales Fair, March 14th through the 22nd at Nelson Agri Center, downtown Viroqua.
Tax time is the perfect time to find your next vehicle, and TC Auto Works in Richland Center is ready to help. With a great selection of cars and trucks, they strive to get you behind the wheel of the perfect ride. Meet Kyle, their new sales guru. With 15 years of experience, he knows how to make car buying easy and hassle-free. At TC Auto Works, customer service comes first, setting them apart from the rest. Stop by TC Auto Works in Richland Center today and let Kyle and the team help you find your next vehicle.
Make someone smile with a special gift from Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers, Richland Center. From beautiful fresh-cut flowers to unique gifts and decor, you'll find something for all occasions. Birthdays, anniversaries, funerals, holidays, or even just because. Not sure what to get? A Robin's Nest gift certificate is always perfect. Stop in and see us today at Robin's Nest Country Gifts and Flowers at the corner of Orange and 3rd, Richland Center. Delivery is available. Call 383-1616.
Well, I've been watching it come down for hours. Just another one of those July summer showers.
reach the level of storms like this rolling. The harder it fell, more fun we had getting caught in. Wish I could be that rain that's falling on your skin, baby, I'd start pouring. Sing you a song. It's gonna get to you. But if I can make it stay in on a Sunday, ruin every single plan that you've made, make you have to slow down for a minute. Maybe it realize what you're missing. Wish I could be that rain that's falling on your skin, baby. I'd start pouring, sing you a song on an old tin roof. Make it I can move some clouds into your sunshine. Get some memories flooding back into your mind. You ain't picking up and I've been calling. Wish I could be that rain that's falling. Wish I could be that rain that's falling on your skin, baby. I'd start pouring, sing you a song on an old tin roof.
A heartache, but I'd go into debt. Maybe the whiskey can wipe out a memory, but it only hurts my head. Maybe some dancing will pick me up, but the best song always ends. Now I'm down telling myself time is a fool's best friend.
Dr. Time, have mercy on me. Too long, set me free. Dr. Time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through. Tell me hard work can fill up the hours, it don't feel this big. Corey says a phone call can bring forgiveness, she'd hang up again. Gotta give me something to forget her every time I lay down. There ain't a night goes by I don't wish I'd wake up a year from now. Dr. Time, mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free. Dr. Time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through. Time, tell the truth, you're the only one I trust. Many weeks until I leave this heartache.
Dr. Time, have mercy on me. Don't wait too long, set me free. Dr. Time, I'm counting on you. You're the only one who can pull me through.
ABC News at 6 is sponsored by Whitaker's Market, the destination grocery for bargain hunters, Hillsboro.
ABC News, I'm Michelle Franz, and after talks between the U.S. and Ukraine today in Saudi Arabia, U.S. officials say Ukraine has agreed to a month-long ceasefire deal with Russia. President Trump at the White House championed the U.S. proposal and says he'll likely be talking with Russia's leader in the coming days.
Ukraine, ceasefire, just agreed to a little while ago. Now we have to go to Russia and hopefully President Putin will agree to that also, and we can get this show on the road.
President Trump also says he's not fazed by the losses on Wall Street due to his tariff battles. Stocks sank further after the president threatened to impose another 25% on steel and aluminum from Canada, but dropped the added hike after Canadian leaders backed off of its 25% electricity tariff. Today marks 5 years since the World Health Organization declared COVID-19 a global pandemic that led to lockdowns and a surge in cases, including here in the U.S. This is ABC News. Federal aviation safety investigators calling for changes to operations near Reagan National Airport in Washington, D.C. after January's mid-air crash between that American Airlines regional jet and an